And we have Dennis Bielski on the radio. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Mick Kerr. How are you today?
Hey, I'm okay. Our soup can string between our two soup cans isn't tight enough today, apparently. So.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. You know what? Sometimes technology is a lifesaver, and sometimes it leaves you in the midst. But I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. But you know what? Here I am now.
All right. Well, hey, what auctions do you have coming up here in the in the near future?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because we got a lot of stuff going on. The day after tomorrow, December 9th, is the Dennis and Jennifer Dipple Farm Retirement Auction at Grafton. Large line of late model farm machinery and sugar beet equipment. It's going to be one of the bigger auctions that's been in the valley this year, maybe for a little while to come. Lots and lots of nice clean equipment. There's two big frame belted John Deere tractors. There's two row crop belted tractors. There's three mechanical front tractors, two beet lifters, two S690 combines, seven semis, load line end dump trailers and hopper trailers, and an air seeder and a 48 row planter. Nice line of late model tillage equipment, service trucks, grain cart. The list goes on and on. Very nice auction for the Dipples starting at 10 o'clock on site east of Grafton. Now, this is an easy farm to find. It's only a mile and a quarter west off of the freeway at the Grafton exit. So if you want to jog up the freeway and find yourself an auction, you'll find yourself one right there at Grafton on Thursday when the weather's supposed to be nice too. Going to have a great day for the Dipples. Now, that's one of two auctions that we're doing for the Dipples. The second auction is an online auction that closes the day following. There are many, many lots of miscellaneous items on that auction. Plus, there's an 830 John Deere collector tractor. There's a John Deere 4440 with a loader along with that. There's a motorhome and a travel trailer, other vehicles, different ATVs, and lots of parts and tools and stuff like that, and some older equipment as well. So two auctions for the Dipples this week, a live auction December 9th, selling all the major equipment, an online auction that closes December 10th, offering all the shop tools and accessories from the farm, and a couple of tractors. Now, we kick off our consignment auction with items located at the Alera Center or at various seller locations. That opens on December 10th and closes the next week. Lots of equipment on that auction. We ended up with a lot of late model items, Case IH and John Deere and versatile tractors, nice late model John Deere, Case IH and leaner combines. Got a good selection of trucks, semis and trailers, skid steers and attachments. Some really nice planters and planting equipment on that auction. There's a couple of late model air seeders on there. There's some nice 24 row 22 and 24 row 30 planters, including a Case IH early riser 24 row 30 planter that's very well equipped, and a real nice late model Amity air seeder. So quite a bit of nice equipment on that auction. That's our Grand Forks area equipment and truck auction. Got those auctions coming up, and next week when you and I talk, we'll talk about a couple of more events that we're going to take part even before the end of the year here, and then we'll start talking about folks that we want to talk to about spring auctions. We've got a few nice spring auctions lined up already, some very nice ones as a matter of fact. Want to get your name on that list and get your items added, whether you're selling all of your equipment or whether you have items to add to one of our monthly online auctions or want to participate in an auction with someone else. We're ready, willing, and able to be your auctioneer.
And how do people get a hold of you to talk about that spring auction?
Find out more about us at resourceauction.com or call us at 701-757-4015.
All righty. Dennis, thank you. Have a great week. Have a good time Thursday, Friday up there in Grafton, and we'll check in with you later.
Thank you, Mick Kerr.
You are welcome.